In Alaska's small capital city, no one has challenged any of the seats on the city council or the school board this year. That wasn't the case last year. In the fall of 2021, there were 7 candidates vying for 2 seats on the local school board. The Delta wave of the pandemic was in full swing, masks were required at schools, and there was suddenly a lot of interest in local government. The candidates' Zoom debate was very contentious.
Forced masking, I'm against. I want parents
as
to make
best pandemics go. This one is not historically as threatening as, say, the Spanish flu or swine flu.
Let's just say
or
it
the
needed
Black Death,
a lot of fact checking.
Bubonic plague of the 1300s. I have a problem.
Juneau resident Will Muldoon was listening to the debate that night. He didn't like what he heard.
I was at home watching the football game and 25 people called me encouraging me to run. And so that kind of felt like the critical mass for me.
So he launched a write-in campaign for the school board less than 2 weeks before the election. And he won. It was the first time someone in Juneau had won any election as a write-in in almost 30 years. Will Muldoon works as a data analyst for the state of Alaska. He's single and he doesn't have kids, but he really likes meetings.
I have adopted a highway here and I'm required to be on a safety committee for that. I am also on the Disability Law
Center.
And
he's kind of a civic engagement superhero.
I'm the chair of the Aquatics Board. I'm the vice chair of the Parks Board. And I am the facilities chair for the Board of Education. So 6 total. That's a lot. Probably too many.
The school board takes the most time and energy, though.
The one thing I really didn't fully consider was just how much of your life it takes over.
There are the meetings, of course, but there's also homework between the meetings and hours of reading emails each week from parents. People don't usually write in to tell board members they're doing a good job. The tone is often less than civil.
I spend the time every night reading the emails, and that's been, it's tough because I think with schools in particular, I feel personally that it's not my job to tell people how to raise their kids or even really have an opinion on that.
But it is his job to help make policies informed by the public on the school's role in their kids' lives. So he answers the phone. He responds to the emails. He engages. People often ask him if he enjoys serving on the school board.
Enjoy is never the word I'm going to use in my top 5 adjectives.
But he thinks the work is valid and important, and he's still enthusiastic about recommending that other people run for local office, too. He was bummed when no one ran against him or anyone else for a seat on the school board this year.
It's been a difficult year. Like, I get choked up thinking about it. But I also wish I was more eloquent in conveying the enrichment and the fulfillment that comes with that.
The stipend for that work in Juneau is $270 a month. It's a pretty thankless job, as is serving on any city board or commission as a volunteer or even as an elected official. But all of these roles are mission critical for democracy. And Muldoon's advice is always going to be to go for it, even if you lose. He ran for school board twice before he won last year. The first time when he was 18 years old and still in school himself.
I wish that people would run and not be afraid to lose, because losing is not fun that night. It's not fun that week, but it isn't fatal. And if your end goal is to be engaging and advocating for the things that you believe in, losing's a real good door opener for that.
In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton, and this is America Amplified.